Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's called the JR Sport Brief Show because I'm JR. Where did the JR Sport Brief Show come from? Me sitting in my bedroom in 2009. Yeah, that's how the hell I got here. I was just sitting in my bedroom on YouTube talking about sports. And I was on TV talking about sports. And then I was on the radio talking about sports. I've been able to travel all over the damn world and talk to Kobe and Usain Bolt and Pele and Manny Pacquiao about sports. And now I'm talking to you. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am you. You're me. Well, maybe not. We're not each other, but we like sports. And so that's what we're going to do for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk about sports, damn it. This show gets started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, is holding it down in New York City. And so there's been a lot of fun news across the sports world today and tonight. We learned that Bryce Harper is now going to be the full-time first baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies, okay? Ron Washington is leaving Atlanta to go coach the Angels. Good luck. Organization sucks. At least they're going to pay you some money. That's nice, right? Deion Sanders says, I ain't going to no NFL to coach them overpaid babies. That's not what he said. Those are my words. He's a little bit more diplomatic about it. Said the guy's making all the much money. He said I'm too much of a straight shooter to work with guys who don't appreciate the game. That's what he said. I said the baby's part. And then, oh yeah, by the way, Victor Wembanyama made his debut in New York City tonight in Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. And the New York Knicks beat the living hell out of the Spurs. The final score tonight in Madison Square Garden. The New York Knicks and the Knight, 126. The Spurs had 105. Victor Wembanyama had a crap shooting game. I'd call it a crap night. He finished with 14 points, 4 of 14 from the field to go along with 9 rebounds. I guess next game you'll just wake up and have 30. Such an amazing guy to watch. And such an amazing disposition. Even at this point, Victor Wembanyama is great to root for. Could you imagine if Victor Wembanyama had the attitude of, I don't know, Dylan Brooks? Ugh. Unbearable. I'd be begging for somebody to take him out at the knees. But I'm not that violent, so don't think that. Only sometimes. But anyway, it is Wednesday night, and I am going to deliver to you a new top six list because that's what I do. That's what I've been doing since YouTube. And it works over here on the radio. People like lists. I'm not Dave Letterman, so there ain't no top 10. I'm not giving you a top 5. I'm different. I'm giving you a top 6. So thank you to everybody on the free Odyssey app tuning in there. Thank you to people listening on their local affiliates. Hello, Chicago, Boston, Houston, San Diego, Las Vegas, Dallas, Portland, Toronto, here in Atlanta, Miami. We got people listening. Cleveland. Hi, Cleveland. What's up to my folks in Pittsburgh? Hey, Shep, you said it's cold in New York already?
Very much so.
Hey, shout-outs to everybody listening in Western New York.
Thank you.
That's real cold. What's up, Rochester, Buffalo? Yeah, we got everything covered here, folks. Well, anyway, speaking of Victor Wembanyama, a freak. Hey, Shep, how many more inches you think this guy's going to grow?
Probably the Durant 1 or 2 inches after 19.
So in a couple of years, Victor Wembanyama, you think he will top out at 7'6"?
It's crazy. Yeah, I think that is absolutely pragmatic and probable.
Come on.
Yep.
He's not a real person. He's not.
You know what's but JR, it's
he's
what
not
you
real.
It's but it's not even the physicality, like you said. It's just the breath of how he speaks. It's the tone in which he admits. He is 19 going on 40. And in today's generation, when nice. These guys are given every single type of praise known under the sun since they're 5 years old, for him to be as humble and as soft-spoken as he is and as funny as he is, we just don't see athletes like this anymore, especially this young.
Yeah, he's good. Tim Duncan was one of my favorite guys to watch, one of my favorite athletes. I appreciated him because that man ain't talk no crap. He went out there and bust ass. He handled his business, but he didn't need to be loud and just boisterous about it. And this guy, Victor Wembanyama, he does have a great sense of humor. He also has a great perspective on life. And I think a good portion of that, I'm sorry, my apologies to anyone. Well, not apologies, I could care less. But to anyone who's going to be offended, I think a big part of it is coming over from Europe. I think it's having a different understanding, not having the American mentality, what a lot of young people have in this country, and a lot of people in this country, period, is that, hey, I'm entitled, I deserve this, I'm better than you, we're better than you. This man, he has a different world perspective, and God bless him for it. It's going to be amazing to see him grow, and just fingers crossed, just stay healthy. And up until now, what haven't we heard about? His health. I'd like to keep it that way. Not that I have any impact on it. It is the JR Sport Brief Show. And in honor of this Victor Wembanyama man, tonight I want to give you a top six list. I want to look at some of the most athletic freaks that we have seen in sports. And no, I don't want to go back 100 years. If you saw Jim Thorpe, God bless you, 100 years ago, that means you old as dirt, and I'm glad that you're still here. I want to look at athletes from this century. I want to look at some of the most freakish athletes, people that you go, how did he do that? How did he accomplish this? I want to look at the top six athletes here this century. Who are some marvels? Who are some freaks? You know what? Let's hit the music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're taking a look at some of the most athletic individuals in the world of sports. This century, the 2000s, up until now, 2023. You know what? You can call a marvel a freak. And so what number are we going to start off with?
Number six.
We got to go with a freak, right? That's his nickname. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. We had no idea what this man was going to be as an NBA player. None whatsoever. Ends up being the most improved in 2017. Every year he's in the league, he got bigger, he got stronger. And Jason Kidd said, hey man, you're running point. And this man ran point, and he ran through a brick wall. You appreciate Giannis Antetokounmpo for how hard he plays, how hard he has worked to get where he is. A two-time MVP, a Defensive Player of the Year, an NBA champion. Giannis ain't scared. I appreciate that. Giannis is not scared, and Giannis doesn't care what anybody thinks. I'd love to see Giannis Antetokounmpo make some free throws, but I appreciate the fact that he's not afraid to go to the free throw line and fail and miss. It hasn't slowed him down. It hasn't stopped him. He does not care. He is the Greek freak. size, speed, power, athleticism, mindset, work ethic. He is a freak. It's crazy that he's already 28 years old. He looked like he was a baby yesterday. Not everybody appreciates him, though. How about James Harden a couple seasons ago? Giannis was saying, hey, I'm not picking James Harden in the All-Star game. He doesn't pass. James Harden hit back. I don't know if this is a compliment or disrespect. James Harden told ESPN, he's like, listen, not all of us could be like Giannis. Some of us actually have to have skill. Listen to this James Harden guy.
When it's all said and done, they'll appreciate it more, you know, but I wish I could just run and with 7 feet and run and just dunk. Like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill, you know. I take that any day.
Oh. In that same interview, James Harden was also asked by Rachel Nichols at the time whether or not he would win a championship. And James Harden's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's see how that works out. I guess there's still time. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. Yes, one of the top six athletic freaks that we have seen this century. He's at number six. What's the next number?
Number five.
Well, we got to go to the gridiron. We'll go to football, right? This man is like Hercules. He's carved out of Texas stone. He's 38 years old. I'm sure he can get you a couple of yards in the NFL right now. It's Adrian Peterson. There's so many conversations right now about Aaron Rodgers coming back from a torn Achilles, and now he can throw a football, and he sprinkled magic dust on his leg, and now he's going to throw a ball. Adrian Peterson tore his ACL and came back and said, hey, I'm MVP. He tore his ACL in 2011, came back in 2012, and won an MVP. Where they do that at? He also said, let me push my way towards 2,000 yards. Let me try for that. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to ramp up into the future. It's like Adrian Peterson's body was already predisposed to, who needs an injury? I'm ahead of injury recovery. He makes no sense. The general manager for the Vikings at that time, Rip Spielman, he talked about all the players that were available in the draft and in 2007 and who he could have had. And he's just like, man, there was no doubt I was taking Adrian Peterson, that freak.
We knew we were honed in on Adrian Peterson, and that was the decision. It may not have been an immediate need, but do you pass up on someone who you feel, your scouts and your coaches feel, is going to be a generational type player? And he ended up changing our franchise and will probably eventually be in the Hall of Fame one day.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Adrian Peterson is going into the Hall of Fame. We've probably seen the last of him on the football field. So he might be in sooner than later. He's 38 years old. I think it's done. I don't think he's going to pop back up with Tennessee and these other teams. Adrian Peterson, you want to talk about one of the most gifted athletes over the past 20-plus years? Adrian Peterson is there. Damn it, he didn't need an ACL. They're running through everybody. I got him on the list at number five. What's the next number?
Number four.
Let me tell you something. I do not care what you think about WWE, WWF, WWWF, NWA, ECW, AWA, I do not care. This next dude is an athlete regardless of being in this, because he was a real athlete. I'm talking about Brock Lesnar. Makes absolutely no sense as a human being. And this is not no WWF superstar hype. Brock Lesnar as an athlete is and was a problem. He's 46 years old right now. He doesn't look it, because even his body composition is freakishly weird. His arms and legs are long as hell. His shoulders are broad as a truck. His traps are gigantic. This man was an NCAA heavyweight champion for Minnesota in 2000. Vince McMahon says, take my money. He goes to the WWE. He's sick of the WWE. He's over here flipping off of turnbuckles and doing all types of wild stuff. He goes to MMA. He's an MMA fighter. Has his first match in 2007 and beats Randy Couture for the title in 2008. The man wears 4XL gloves. He almost made the Minnesota Vikings in 2004. The man didn't play football since high school and almost made the Minnesota Vikings roster. He's big, he's fast, he's strong, he's quick, he is a freak. It's Brock Lesnar. And if you want to know how crazy he is as an athlete, I want you to listen to someone else who's badass as an athlete. Yeah, he took Vince McMahon's money too. He also happens to be one of the world's most accomplished athletes ever, an Olympic champion, and Kurt Angle. Listen to what this man had to say about Brock Lesnar. This story is amazing.
You know what? He's adapted to everything in his life. The kid is unbelievable. For his size, he's 310 pounds. He's the best athlete I've ever been in a ring with. I mean, he's explosive. He's quick. He's fast. He's strong as hell. I did wrestle him one time for real. And the thing was, what happened was, when he came up from training from OVW, someone went up to him and asked him how he'd do against Kurt Angle. He said, I kick his ass. So, okay, they're starting the pie, you know, they're getting rolling. So the guy comes to me and says, hey, Brock said he could beat you in a wrestle match. So I went up to Brock and I said, hey, let's get in the ring right now. And he said, no, I have sandals on. I said, let's take our shoes off. I said, we'll go barefoot. He said, no. So I let it go for the week. The following week, he was in the ring with Big Show, and they were wrestling for real. And Big Show was about 530 pounds at the time. Brock was double-legging him, picking him up and slamming him. I'm like, holy shit. I don't know if I could beat this guy, right? So Big Show was facing me. He was on the other side of Brock, and Brock's back was to me. And I said, Big Show, get out. He gets out, and I sneak up behind Brock, and I tap him on his shoulder. I go, it's time to go. So we went, and we went for about 15 minutes. And, you know, the wrestlers tell you that I kicked his ass, that I dominated him. But that's not true. I beat him, but I didn't beat him. I took him down twice. He didn't take me down at all. I mean, it wasn't like a dominating performance.
I'd pay to see that. Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle in, like, a shoot reel, like, wrestling? I'd pay to see that. Brock Lesnar makes no sense. If I needed somebody to break somebody's legs, I'm calling Brock Lesnar to do it. Easy. That man's a freak. I got him number four on the list. What's the next number?
Number three.
I know he's only played in a couple of games, and this is largely based on potential. Victor Wembanyama is one of the most athletic freaks that I have seen this century. He is. I got Victor Wembanyama on the list. You just heard it from Shep. He's 19 years old. He's already 7'4", 7'4", 7'5", whatever he is. He's likely to grow another inch, let's be real, at minimum. And he already looks like he knows what the hell he's doing coming over from Europe. Playing against the best competition. He's like a baby deer just evading a lion. I don't know. 20 points and 8 rebounds. Shooting a little less than 50% already. He hasn't even figured it out yet. And the Greek freak Giannis, I love his description. It was always great. Listen to Giannis talk about Wembanyama.
I believe in 2045, everybody is going to look like Victor. The way he can shoot the ball, the way he can move, he's extremely fast for his size, can block shot. Can be a threat in the offensive end. He's unbelievable. The key is to just keep getting better, keep staying humble, and stay healthy. You know, a body like that with a skill set like that, as long as he stay healthy, he's going to keep improving. Keep enjoying the game as much as he can, and I think he's going to be, you know, he has the chance to be one of the best to ever play this game. Like, we have never seen something like that before. Somebody that's 7'2", be able to shoot over you, to dribble like he's a guard, to block shot, to run down the floor fast. We got to get ready for this kid, you know. He's gonna be really good.
2035, we're all going to be looking like Victor Wembanyama. Yeah, just a bunch of aliens running around playing basketball. Victor Wembanyama was in Madison Square Garden earlier today. And he was asked about that nickname. They were like, hey, Victor, are you like the unicorn? Are you an alien? I want you to listen to what Victor Wembanyama had to say about his nickname. Listen to this.
That nickname's been used over and over, so I'm not a really big fan of it. You know, just like LeBron said, everybody's been a unicorn. But there's just one alien, right?
I guess there's one alien. I don't know. Anyway, I got Wembanyama number 3 on my list. You want to talk about a freakish athlete? Wembanyama number 3. What's the next number?
Number 2.
Hey, speaking of LeBron, LeBron is number 2 on my list. 38 years old. This man was drafted, started playing in 2003. And it's just like, oh, yeah, I got 25-5-5 in my rookie season. What? Who the hell does that? LeBron James? You want to know what he's averaging right now at 38 years old? 25-8-6. He makes no sense. I don't know what they fed. What did his mama feed him in Ohio? What's in his genetic pool? What? I don't even need to run down his resume. Come on now. LeBron James was kind of sad after he lost to the Nuggets. He did tease retirement. Maybe it was to distract people. But during the ESPYs, he kind of detailed his thought process, his longevity, what keeps him going, when is he going to leave. This is LeBron James from the ESPYs earlier this year.
When the season ended, I said I wasn't sure if I was going to keep playing. And I know a lot of experts told you guys what I said, but I'm here now speaking for myself. In that moment, I'm asking myself if I can still play without cheating the game. Can I give everything to the game still? Truth is, I've been asking myself this question at the end of the season for a couple years now. I just never openly talked about it. I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Oh, touching moment. Made me smile. Makes me smile. Yeah, whatever. I'm glad that he's here, though. I like, let LeBron play forever. I really want to see him play with his sons. Pick one. God bless Bronny. I know he has to deal with the heart issue, the heart ailment. I don't know if he's going to play this season. Bryce, his other son, yeah, he's going to be on an NBA trajectory, I believe. So I hope we see LeBron play with his kids. That'd be one of the greatest stories that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Wild way to cap a career, if it happens. I hope it does. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, talking about the top 6 athletic freaks this century, not over the past 100 years, this current century. Stick to the past 20 or so, okay? When we come back, I'm going to tell you number one, what athlete just makes no sense? I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. Number one, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's going on, big bro? Truck driver, man. I've been listening to you for a few months now. Respect what you do. Like it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, much love to all the truck drivers out there making the country move. Thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, giving you a top 6 list of some of the most athletic freaks, athletic marvels that we have seen this century, here in the 2000s. You know, what athletes have you looked at and just said, wow, that makes no sense? And I'm talking about from like a physical perspective. What have they been able to do? What have they accomplished? Are they jumping and flying through the air? Are they faster? What are they doing? Let me give you a recap before I share with you number one. At number six, I gave you Giannis Antetokounmpo. At number five, I gave you Adrian Peterson. Came through, busted up his ACL, tore it, came back, and was like, I got an MVP season for you. At number four, I gave you Brock Lesnar. Yeah, if you think he's just a pro wrestler, man, you ain't been paying attention. The guy didn't play football in, I don't know, 15 years and almost made the Minnesota Vikings. The guy was an NCAA heavyweight champion. The dude is built. I ain't never seen a human built like him. Let's just be real. I got him at number four. And number three, I know he just showed up on the scene. It's Victor Wembanyama. Let's think about this for a minute. If you've been watching basketball, Victor Wembanyama and Boban. Shep, say his last name.
Oh, man.
Marjanovic. What?
Banyanovic?
Boban. Is it Marjanovic?
I knew it was an itch.
We just know it's Boban. Me and Shep.
We know him as the guy in the Goldfish commercials. We know him as Mr. We know him as the friendliest guy in the NBA. Nobody knows his last name.
I know how to spell it. I don't know how to say it.
That's you really know how to spell Boban's last name?
M A R I N A J O V I C.
Okay, you are a man of integrity, so I'm going to ask you this once. Do you have it in front of you?
No, I don't. Did I spell it right?
I think you did.
You think I did?
No, you didn't.
I think he did.
You did.
What happened, Marco?
You didn't. You came close, but you didn't. You got the J in the wrong spot. You're kind of all over the place. But it was a nice attempt.
What's his last name, Marco?
Other than Boban? I think it's Marjanovic, but I could be totally wrong.
Yeah. The J sounds like Y. Yeah.
Is the J silent?
No. It's not like Y.
So it's Boban Marjanovic?
No.
Why?
Oh,
Marjanovic.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. Let's think about this. I got Wembanyama number three on the list, right? Victor Wembanyama and Boban are both 7'4". Have you seen the way Boban moves?
In hustle or in the NBA?
In the NBA. Have you seen how he moves?
Yes.
It's like Boban moves in slow motion, and Wembanyama just moves at a I don't even know what the hell to call him. He makes no sense. He makes no sense. I got him at number three on the list. At number two, some guy named LeBron James. He's number two. Talking about athletic freaks here in this current century. And so if I got LeBron at number two, based on his athleticism, his game here, even as he's old, 38 years old, and his longevity, there's only one more place to go. That's this number.
Number one.
Who's more athletic of a freak than LeBron, Wembanyama, Brock Lesnar, Adrian Peterson, Giannis Antetokounmpo? Who is more of an athletic freak than these dudes? Someone who doesn't ply his trade on land. It's Michael Phelps. This man has more gold medals than anybody. He's doing it in the water. He ain't no fish. He's built like a fish. Long body, long arms, long legs. He's had success. 23 Olympic gold medals, 25 medals across 5 Olympics. The dude burst onto the scene in 2000 at 15 years old. Went to the Olympics in Sydney. Yeah, he ain't walk away with no gold medal. He was in the Olympics at 15 years old. And then we know he went on to, I just told you, walk away with 23 of them. Baltimore's own. That man's a fish. He ain't got no gills, but he do the damn thing. How did he do it? We heard from Kurt Angle talk about Brock Lesnar. If you know Kurt Angle's story, trained unlike any human being. Olympic athletes take training to another level. They train like they breathe air. Like we breathe air, this is how they train. And Michael Phelps is no different. He talked about how he was able to get to where he was and the work it took to get there. Listen to this.
You know, what I did wasn't rocket science. You know, for me as a kid, I had dreams bigger than anybody else could ever dream. I wanted to be the greatest. I wanted to be the best. I went through a span of 5 or 6 years where I didn't miss a single day of training, 365 days a year. That made me different. I got 52 extra days each year than anybody else had. And in the sport of swimming, if you miss one day, it takes you 2 days to get back to where you were. Everybody else is taking a step back on Sunday when they weren't swimming, and I was taking that one step forward.
This man trained every day, 5 to 6 years, every day. When he didn't want to train, he trained. On Christmas, he trained. Thanksgiving, he trained. Sunday, he trained. We got people who don't want to go to work to make money. Like Michael Phelps, I got him number one on the list. You want to talk about freakish athletes, what they were able to do and accomplish? Man, we ain't built to be swimming in water like that. Yeah, a lot of people who don't swim at all, and this dude is in the water like he's a fish. Come on now. And number six, I gave you Giannis. And number five, I gave you Adrian Peterson. Four, Brock Lesnar. Number three, Victor Wembanyama. Number two, LeBron James. Number one, Michael Phelps. I'm not talking about, hey, you know, this guy is hit the most home runs or this person did that. I'm talking about physical talents, physical attributes, being able to do something that is ridiculously amazing. I could have put Usain Bolt on this list. Easy, easy. Man might as well be a human horse for his running. This is ridiculous. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get to your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Over this century, this current century, what athletes just absolutely make no sense for what they're able to do? I'm going to get to your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I gotta say, you are the smartest guy in radio. You are. You know what? If I can give you an SB tonight, you deserve an SB for this top six list.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Does that mean I gotta give one of these LeBron James speeches? If that's the case, no thank you. Hey, LeBron James, we just talked about him, not because he lost tonight or the Lakers lost tonight to the Houston Rockets, 128-94, but it's because LeBron James made our top six list tonight, taking a look at some of the most athletic marvels, athletic freaks that we've seen this current century. What does that mean? Just about the past 20 or so years. No, that doesn't include Jim Thorpe from 100 years ago. No, not at all. And so if you missed the list and the full explanation, it's real simple. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Giannis. At number five, I gave you Adrian Peterson. At number four, some guy named Brock Lesnar. At number three, Victor Wembanyama. At number two, LeBron James. At number one, this man doesn't run. He doesn't jump. He doesn't hit. He doesn't punch. He swam. His name is Michael Phelps. I got him number one on the list. You can extend it further out. Usain Bolt was someone I considered. People are messaging me online and telling me about the Williams sisters. Yeah, they're a lot of great athletes. There's no doubt. But I'm thinking about just extraordinary physical feats, extraordinary physical talents where you go, how? Why? Whoa. Like Michael Phelps just physically is built different. Michael Phelps trained different. Victor Wembanyama, yeah, he just showed up on the scene, at least here stateside, a month ago, a couple weeks ago. He is different. Brock Lesnar is different. Adrian Peterson is like the Terminator. He's different. Giannis, different. So that's what I'm thinking about. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Toronto, Canada. This name, this voice might be familiar to some of you. It's Alan. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hi, JR. The magnificent one, Super Mario, he was a gifted playmaker, and he retired in 97. I know that's before the century, but he came back in 2000, never lost a beat. In 2000 and 2001 season, he got 35 goals and 41 assists in only 43 games. And the most important thing was that he was instrumental in the gold medal in Salt Lake City in Nokia Arena. They beat the United States 5-2, and they ended their 50-year drought. And he was one of the captains, and he was he had a great season that year too. He played 67 games in 2003-04. And got 28 goals and 63 assists for 91 points, and just never lost a beat. Okay. I know Wayne Gretzky is the greatest of all time, but there are those that say that Super Mario, when he was in his prime at his zenith, was even better. He certainly had more talents. You know, he was faster, he had the reach, he had the
it'd
size.
Be nice but, if, you know, it'd be nice if he didn't have
he
to deal
retired
with
too
some.
Early. He retired
oh my God! Hold on.
Smashed all of Gretzky's records.
I had to put him on hold. Sheesh. Alan, you there? Alan.
Yes?
I had to put you on hold. You just a runaway train there for a minute, buddy.
Okay, I got all my points in. I got all the information I wanted in anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I would have let you get it in, but sometimes take a breath. Sheesh. Thank you.
Sure.
So did you write these points down? You wrote them down?
No, I remember them. He was one of my favorite players of all time.
Have you ever been on Jeopardy?
No, I got to go there one day.
You should. You win some money, okay?
You should be on it, Alan. Forget going there.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not joking.
He was one of your favorites, too, because you're a great fan of the city of Pittsburgh. And he was.
Who, me?
He was iconic in Pittsburgh, and
I know.
That was one of your favorite cities. I recall you saying that.
It is. I love Pittsburgh. It not was. It still is one of my favorite cities. Hey, Alan, I agree with everything you just said. Just me? I think about Super Mario. I associate him more with the 90s, to be honest, you know? I know what he did. I hear you, but I just think more 90s. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And he's every bit as iconic as Terry Bradshaw or...
Okay. All right, now we talk about Pittsburgh.
Or Willie Stargell.
Okay. I agree, Alan. I'm not disputing that fact. That is absolute. Well, thank you for calling from Toronto.
Always a pleasure being on the line with you. Thank you very much for taking my calls.
All right. No doubt about it. Alan is like, listen, man, I'm going to get in all my points. I don't care what you say. I'm going to say whatever I need to say. I don't care if people can hear me or not. 855-212-4CBS. Avery's calling from Irvine, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Avery.
Hi, JR. So I go to a lot of baseball games. I watch as much baseball as I possibly can. I'd like to think, as far as being a pretty girl, I know a decent amount of baseball history. So I think a lot of people would agree with me that Shohei Ohtani is definitely one of the greatest baseball players of the last 20 years.
Yeah,
I went to an Angels game over the summer, saw him give up 2 runs early in the game. I think it was like the 3rd inning. And then next inning, gains those 2 runs back, hits a 2-run bomb. I've never seen somebody give up runs and then get them back on their own like that.
Okay.
I don't know if freakish is the best word to describe him, but definitely one of the greatest of the last 20 years.
You are correct. I mean, I don't think free. It's unique. He is already, I'd say, one of the most unique players that baseball has ever seen. That's a good point, Avery. Thank you for bringing that up.
And I also want to say, JR, I listen to you almost every weeknight while I'm doing my homework, and you've inspired me to train at my university to have my own sports talk show. So any advice you have for me, I would love to take.
Cool. Where you go to school, if you don't mind me asking?
UC Irvine.
Oh, UC Irvine. And what do you want to do? You want to be a broadcaster?
Maybe. I'm not sure yet. I got to gain the confidence for that.
Hey, you're in college. You're not a stupid person. You know how to reach me, right?
Yes, sir. I follow you on Twitter.
All right, yo, go ahead and hit me up, and I'll try to give you any advice I can, okay?
Jared, you mind if I just say something quickly? Avery, for someone, I don't remember you calling before. You sound awfully confident on the phone. So you
this
come off
as... This is my first time calling into JR. Well, 97.3 is my local station in San Diego. I listen on the Odyssey app because I'm in Irvine right now at school, but I usually call into my local station, but this is my first time calling into JR.
Yeah, you sound... I mean, you honestly, Avery, I'm not just BSing. You sound like you've been calling for years.
Thanks.
Yeah, well,
I'm kind of an old guy at heart, I think. Like, I think in my past life, I was like an umpire.
Nah, don't be an old guy suck. Don't be like them, okay?
I won't.
All right. Feel free to reach out if anything, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Good luck. There's a lot of money out here. Don't listen to these idiots. You're going to meet a bunch of old guys. Don't believe them. They're full of crap, okay? Go get your money.
The old guys on your show make me laugh, so...
Yeah, well, they make me laugh, too. One day I'm going to be an old guy. I may already be there. Thank you, Avery. All right, thank you. Hey, don't listen to old people.
I'd say, a few decades until you're considered old, JR.
Listen, you know what? I got on the elevator today.
Yeah.
It's shut. Today was one of my, my back bothers me every now and then.
Sure.
Today was one of the days my back was killing me, right?
Yeah.
So it's me and this guy trying to get on the elevator. And the elevator comes, and he's older than me. He got me by about 20, 30 years, right? And I said, man, go on ahead. You get on the elevator first. I said, my back is killing me. I'm going to take a slow walk.
Right.
And so I let him on the elevator first, and I get on. And he's looking at me, and he goes, I'm older than you, man. You going to tell me about backs? And I'm like, yo, bruh, my back is killing me right now. Like, don't be that old person.
Yeah, right.
Like, don't be that person. My back is killing me. It's literally my back is pulsating in pain right now. And I got you standing in front of me going, oh, your back ain't hurt. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
Yeah, it's not his place to tell someone else how much
yes.
their back is hurting or not.
I'm in pain right now. And you telling me because don't be that type of old person.
But the thing is, that's actually a compliment to you because he's deciphering how can someone who looks this young and sprite have a hurt back? Like, I think he meant that as a compliment.
Oh, sure. Either way, just mind your business.
Yeah.
If I say my back hurts, I don't need you, Stranger X, standing in front of me going, well, I'm older than you, so, man, shut up. You shut up. Mind your business. My back feels better now, by the way. Stretched it out, did my yoga. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. I'm an athletic freak, a marvel, too. I fixed my back. CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limits. Limitations.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.